I'm Dr. Fiona Lovely, and this is the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast. I'm taking the taboos of menopause and perimenopause and bringing light to the dark. No bullshit, no shame. It's time for us to gain a new paradigm in female health, out with the old and in with the new, and I'm bringing fresh perspectives from someone in the arena. I've been practicing women's health for nearly 20 years, and I'm spilling the tea on what it means to live at midlife, knowing that the best is yet to come. I'm sharing my Gen X approach to living through this transition, sassy, a bit sweary, and always honest. Tactical tips and instantly usable information is my aim. I hope to make you laugh and that you learn something new that helps you embrace the change. Together, we bring power to the peri. Onward to the podcast. Hello, everybody. This is the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast. I'm Dr. Fiona Lovely, and I hope you're doing well. And I'm recording this on the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere. It's December 21st, and it's been pretty cold and dark today, certainly where I live, and actually the coldest it's been, I think we were minus 45 Celsius with the wind chill most of the day today. So let's just say I'm cultivating that winter coziness and thankfully able to stay home and warm today. And I hope you're doing the same, as I know most of certainly Canada and the United States is under some kind of a winter storm or Arctic chill of some kind. So I hope whatever you're doing, it hasn't disrupted your travel plans too much, and you're able to get cozy and get warm and do the things you love. So when it's time to record a podcast at this time of the year, I'm always thinking about, you know, the ritual of Christmas, of Hanukkah, of the other holiday season, of the other holidays in the holiday season. And, you know, I just don't think the conversation that I recorded a couple years ago can be beat when it comes to this. So in December of 2017, I recorded a podcast called Holiday Comfort, and I talked about the Danish ritual of hygge, or cultivating coziness and comfort. And I always think of this very thing, certainly when the weather's crappy outside, but absolutely on the winter solstice. So this is your winter comfort redux episode. I hope that you find yourself with some time to self-care over the holidays. Interestingly enough, when I recorded this podcast, it was pre-pandemic, and it sort of feels like a different world. I know I certainly feel like a different person these days than I did back then, but regardless, the information is good, so I hope you find it useful. I hope you get self-care time, and I hope you find the peace and quiet of the season quicker than maybe you did in previous years. So until next time, I see you. I'm grateful for you. I love you. Happy holidays. Now, if you're listening to this podcast in shortly after it's released, it's getting to be mid-December 2017, and we're well into the holiday swing of things. And, you know, I'm finding myself just being so frantic and panicked and stressed over everything that needs to be done before the end of the year for the business, for family celebrations, for, you know, preparing the Christmas decorations and presents, and that's what we celebrate is Christmas. And, you know, I think what I was feeling, what I have been feeling, is what a lot of you are feeling too. And I thought, my God, there's got to be a better way. We've got to be able to embrace the point of the season, the traditions of the season, the social atmosphere of the season, in a way that doesn't seem like it's forced or we're feeling like we have to do it when we'd rather just tell everyone to sod off, basically. Because, listen, that's what perimenopause does. It makes you a little bit antisocial so that you can pause and say, okay, what have I done in the first half of my life that I no longer wish to continue into the second half of my life? That's what the transition of perimenopause is about. It's like a spiritual maturity for women. But a lot of the time, that just makes us want to tell the world to get lost so that we can just be solitary. It's sort of like, I think it's sort of like PMS, you know, in that way, or even puberty, is you have periods where you absolutely must have connection, and you have periods where you don't want to see another human being for fear that you might inflict violence upon them. So that's sort of what perimenopause is about, except we've got this, you know, need to have responsibilities, and most of us have jobs and children and relationships that we must behave ourselves in, I suppose. Anyways, so I've been thinking about how I wanted to end the year from the podcast point of view, and recently, as I was rushing about like we do at this time of the year, I happened to be listening to a podcast from a gentleman who is actually the CEO of the Happiness Institute in Copenhagen, and he studies a Danish tradition which is central to the happiness of the people. And this tradition is called hygge, and it's spelled H-Y-G-G-E. Now, I encourage you to Google it, because there's all kinds of fun things available online about hygge. And since I heard this concept, I thought, oh my gosh, I need to study this a little bit. So I've done a bit of a dive. I'm going to share the high points with you today, because I think it's going to bring us, it has the opportunity to bring us back into the holiday spirit without being an antisocial asshole, basically. I don't know, is it just me? Do other women feel this way? Is it just me? I'm pretty sure it's not just me. Anyways, okay, let's talk about hygge. So the Danes are some of the happiest people on the planet, and there's been several studies that have shown they regularly rate in the top three, I believe. And they have this tradition called hygge, and what it means is basically, there's a few, it's a hard concept to really define, so let me give you some terms that either I have heard from Mike Wicking, who is the, and I'm sure I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, so if you're Danish, I apologize. His name is spelled M-E-I-K-W-I-K-I-N-G, and he is, again, the CEO of the Happiness Institute. He's written a book called The Little Book of Hygge, H-Y-G-G-E, in case you want to look it up. Okay, so he says, hygge is the tradition of taking pleasure from the presence of soothing things, the art of creating intimacy. He uses the term cocoa by candlelight, or coziness of the soul. And so basically the idea is you create yourself an atmosphere, you cultivate a coziness, which definitely lighting is, I'm gonna go a little deeper on how to do this in here in a moment, but you definitely want to change your lighting. You definitely want to be conscious about who you invite to hygge with, in case you can hygge by yourself if you want to. But you can invite friends and family, and I think that's part of the point here, is that connection and community. That's such an important point, part of what we do as humans, is we're part of a tribe, and it's really easy for us to forget that when we're busy pursuing our own endeavors, and other people can just be a bit of a complication. But the truth is, we need the tribe, we need the community, we need it for our spiritual and emotional health, we need it for our adrenal health. It's certainly part of our evolution and biology. It's also one of the things that predicts mortality in seniors, is you're more likely to live longer if you have a great community of friends.
And get this, one of the best things you can do for neurodegeneration or brain degenerative disorders, things like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia, oh my gosh, MS, there's a pile of them, is partner dancing. Okay, so dancing with a partner. Now, I grew up in a province called Saskatchewan, middle of the country, kind of west of middle, I guess. And it's a farming province. And so, and my family history is wheat farming. I certainly have spent lots of time at family and friend, wedding anniversaries, birthday parties, and that was a big part of it. You had a dance floor, either you had a band or a DJ, and you danced with your dad and your grandfather and your uncles and, you know, the other friends in the community. And so, you know, I feel very blessed to have had that as part of my upbringing, but lots of people did not. So now that I live in the city and I'm not anywhere near that community anymore, it's sad I missed that connection. And anyways, so if you're in a community where you can do that, please, I encourage you to do that. It turns out it's actually really, really good for our health. Isn't that just awesome? So like community and connection, a super important thing for human beings. So let's go back to Hygge. So, embracing small pleasures, the art of creating a nice atmosphere. The gentleman who wrote the book talks a lot about candlelight and food being a part of Hygge. And he described a scenario where he said, imagine you're in a cabin and the only light is firelight from the fireplace. And you've got candles burning, perhaps. And there is super stew on the stove bubbling away. That's Hygge. And he said, he goes on as he's describing this moment, he says, ask his friends, how could this be any more Hygge-ish? And they said, if there was a storm outside. So again, that coziness. And a storm can be different things depending on where you live. We've got a beautiful record-breaking December so far. So we were outside in short sleeves, which let me tell you, for Western Canada in the middle of December is really unusual. But anyways, we were, my husband and I were doing yard work yesterday. in our t-shirts, very unusual, which means we'll probably pay for it later, but that's a different story. Anyways, it's that experience of having a blizzard or a windstorm or a rainstorm or whatever a storminess looks like wherever you are. That can be part of your Hygge moment for sure. So it is said that the more we have of something, the less pleasure we derive from it. So the truth is we have too much noise, too much stuff, too much stimulation. Our calendars are packed full because we let that happen. Our email box is full. We've got a full roster of text messages to respond to. And we've asked for that as women in this time in our evolution because for a lot of us, it makes us feel important and validated. And we got busy, and just like we asked for, and we've achieved that. So please give yourself permission to say, hey, I did that. Now I'm going to choose whether or not I want to continue doing that, or if I want to back it down a bit and be a little more specific about what it is that I choose to do with my time. So acknowledging that that job was done well, and then honor the opposite, the flip side of all that busyness is quiet coziness. So when you're considering setting up your moments of Hygge, okay, again, talk about lighting. You want it dim. Your sounds, you want natural. You want stuff that's minimal. Drinks are necessary, but not necessarily alcoholic. So that's up to you. A cup of hot cocoa by the fire. You can have others. That's, again, that's really good for that whole community piece that I was just speaking about, and how it's really good for our heart and brain health to be connected to others. But you can be playing cards by candlelight, which just makes me smile, the idea of that. You can be having a quiet board game, if you wish, with friends while you're sharing, you know, hot chocolate with Bailey's in it. Come on. Or a glass of red wine. Fantastic. Or if the red wine gives you the hot flashes, then make it white wine. You know, just do whatever your heart calls you in the moment. I don't think you can get the hygge wrong. I just think as long as you're cozy and you're feeling comfortable and it's dim and quiet, you can't go wrong. So a few things to help you develop the hygge: candles, cozy socks, blankets, a fireplace, a book. You can do it in the bath. You can have company. You can choose not to have company. And for God's sakes, when you get there after setting this all up, just breathe and enjoy it. Don't feel like I need to be doing something more or I have to cultivate this more. Be easy about it. Make it a pleasure. Get yourself into that holiday spirit. And I think that's the point. Find the pleasure. Accept it. Don't push it away. As you take breath in to receive, you must give too. So it's receive, give, receive, give. That's the way that the rhythm of Mother Nature is. We give so much as women. We take so little time to receive. This is one of the ways you can do it. Give yourself back something, some peace of mind. This is where the beautiful creative ideas come anyways. And maybe you don't have to have those creative ideas. Maybe you just have nothing but peace. And oh my God, doesn't that sound great? Because I promise you, mid-February, when the weather is shitty and everybody's a jerk and you just want to be alone, but you can't be, you can think back to these moments that you've created over this holiday season and really give thanks for those moments. And any time of the year, you can create these moments of coziness, but you'll have the memories to fall back on in times where things are really crazy, because it will get crazy again. That's just how it is. But this is one time of the year in our society that we can really start to downshift into pleasure, and nobody's going to give you trouble for it. And if they do, you need to find some new people to hang out with, is all I'm saying. So give yourself the permission to rest, to get cozy, to enjoy the quiet or the company. And remember that the Danes are some of the happiest people on the planet, and that's what you're aiming for, is just peace and quiet and happiness and embracing the small pleasures that don't cost you a thing. So, I thank you for listening today. I hope you have a fantastic holiday season. I would like to acknowledge our sponsor, Athletic Greens, which is now called AG1. This is a vitamin, mineral, and probiotic greens drink. It helps me boost my energy and gives me the nutrients I need in case I don't get what I want and need in my diet for the day. It tastes great, and it has mushrooms and digestive enzymes and adaptogens for adrenal health. I take it once a day. It's truly an all-in-one supplement. If you would like to try AG, please visit athleticgreens.com/FionaLovely, and they'll send you a year's supply of liquid vitamin D3 with K2 and 5 free travel packs, which come in mighty handy for getting your AG on the go. Thanks, Athletic Greens, for sponsoring the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast.
The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.